Hello and welcome to the Nerdable Podcast. We are back with episode number 45. I've been busy moving house and that's why I've not been around. And apparently nobody else is capable enough to run a podcast on Facebook Live. But hey, we're back. We're back to talk about things. We'll probably be talking about things from weeks ago because why not? It's been very slow recently. So yeah, but good news is Gage is here. So plenty of you will be happy. So without further ado, let's run the intro. Hello.
Oh, there he is. Oh shit.
Always one that ruins the don't talk joke.
Yep.
That was almost funnier than that duck. Don't talk joke. It's like, oops.
Oh shit.
Oh no. Wait. Ah, I need to mute it. So bear with. Yep. God damn Facebook. Mute my own stream. Look, it's been a while. There we go.
God's sake.
I'm new to this.
He's definitely not the host with the most, is he?
What I'm really glad about is the fact that we may have been gone for a few months, but we're still as crap at this as we were when we left.
Well, it's not like I've
been
practicing.
You can't say we're not consistent.
Like I said, it's not like we've been practicing.
No, you're still an idiot. Josh is here and I'm still pissed, so nothing's changed.
And that's the Nerdable Podcast number 45. Join us next week. Oh fuck! So it's been a long time. We've had things going on. Apparently, someone's just knocked themselves out.
Was that me?
I don't know. At this point, does it matter? So what's been happening over the past 4 weeks, really? Because I was just saying,
you've moved house.
Okay, not just me.
Oh, we're not talking about you.
Not this time.
Nice change.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Why don't...
Oh, no.
Right.
This is what's happened over the past 4 weeks. We started saying 1-0 at the end of unfunny shit to therefore make it funny.
And it works. It's amazing.
It is wonderful.
Okay, it's going to happen more than once in the podcast, Alan. Do you want to just explain the origins of 1-0?
Please. All right. Do. Okay, so Snape. Those of you who've been unfortunate enough to see a photo of my ugly mug will know I have hair of a considerable length, we'll say. I used to wear it down all the time and over one eye, like an emo.
Emo!
Thanks for that. And there was this one kid, we'll call him Frank for the sake of protecting his identity. No, it's called Lee and he's a dick. In the local village one day.
1-0.
Pop down, have a kick about the food. Like, looks at me, never seen me before, goes, "Oi, Snape, you got a wand? 1-0. And he was so fucking happy with himself. We all just stood there, burst out laughing. He's like, "Oh, yeah, it's really funny." It's like, "No, you are." And ever since then, 1-0 has been said on the end of every shit joke we ever make, including talking about his life in general, because that's also a shit joke.
1-0.
That's where that stemmed from. It's not funny, but it just is.
So,
it's really not funny, but it just is.
It's now become just something that we all say.
Because... It's now just become the Nerdable.
I mean, if you're
really
watching,
not sorry for it.
If you're watching Nerdable's 6th birthday stream on Friday, which you can check back on twitch.tv/Nerdable, there was lots of reference to 1-0.
Nothing happened with you on your chair at all in that stream. You didn't fall flat on your ass. You didn't twerk for money. You definitely didn't twerk for pay. It definitely wasn't clipped, and it's definitely not going to be in every single Facebook video we release from now on.
I mean, it probably will be.
Oh, no,
I'll
is.
I'll be the judge of that.
It is. If Gage doesn't have it on his TVs behind him, I will put it on his TVs behind him. Don't worry about it, my friend. It will be there.
Just some poor superimposing of the video.
Well, it's not going to be done properly. Come on.
Surely the worse it's done, the better it will look as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that... Maybe it could just be the end.
Such as Josh's
though.
Green Street. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Can we have it with that music as well? But, like, this, the regular music, yeah, it's just you falling off your chair and repeat.
Maybe.
I mean, it's already done as far as I'm concerned, so...
Well, it looks like I'll be taking over the editing for that one, then.
Yeah, like you've got time.
Yeah, I know. Very true. I'm a very busy man. I've got a dog, you know.
Have you? You've got a dog. You know, tell me more.
Next year we'll be moving house.
He's already done that as well, mate.
Oh no.
Oh Jesus fuck. So Gage, how are you enjoying the return of the Nerdable podcast so far?
It's the same as I remember. A bunch of stuff I don't understand.
Just a giant trash fire.
Yeah.
Just like America though.
I thought we were talking about games. And...
Oh, Nerdable.
Games are for fucking nerds, Gage. Come on, man.
You know I don't play games.
Well, I was gonna say, shouldn't the company be owned by someone who actually knew what a video game was for it to be talking about games?
Not necessarily, but on that note, exactly, there's not enough chocolate talk, Angela said in the chat.
I've got chocolate right here.
Ooh, what have you
American
got?
American chocolate, which you guys won't like it.
It depends, is it Hershey's?
It's Hershey's.
No.
It's also Reese's.
is it cookies and cream, though?
No. Look, I'm not gonna import fucking chocolate for a goddamn Easter, alright? Look, I'm gonna take what I can get.
The cookies and cream's not imported, is it?
No, but I don't like it. White chocolate? What are you, a sinner? You're going straight to hell?
Wait, but you enjoy just the standard Hershey's brown
I grew up with standard Hershey's. It's fucking indoctrinated in my brain with that I have to like this. I'm American.
Like vomit.
Yeah, but Gage, I grew up on a council estate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not ingrained for me to be that way. I've appropriated to middle class life fine. You can change, Gage.
Look, you can
change.
Just Gage having an understanding.
28 years eating the same goddamn Hershey's Kiss, it stuck with me. It has to happen this way. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't, Gage.
I don't even know why I'm apologizing to you guys. This is all I got.
It's not asking you to apologize. It's yourself, mate. How can you do that to yourself?
Listen, we've seen the videos. I'm doing okay.
What are you...
I'd say so, yeah.
Wes in the chat says that Gage needs to stay quiet.
What the people don't see is the multiple mental breakdowns that happen in between that I have to cut out on the videos.
The ones where I can't talk for 15 minutes and I have to stare at the camera.
Yeah.
It's not so much that. It's more where you're like under your breath go, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, that
It's more those ones.
Quite
that
often.
Happens more than it should.
Why am I here? Why is this important to me?
I thought we were gonna go for the old red versus blue. Like, why am I here?
Why am I here?
Look, ugh. Okay, we all enjoy things, just not Hershey's chocolate.
Well, no. I enjoy Hershey's chocolate. I'll eat one right now, just to spite y'all.
Okay, it's turning into
USA
ASMR mukbang.
USA Hershey's chocolate. Delicious.
Oh, my. Delicious.
What's that? Gage has muted his mic to vomit into a bucket. There we go.
Doesn't need to. It already tastes like it. Anyway, one note.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Anyway, onto a popular topic, shall we? Let's talk about Far Cry 5, but not too much because Gage hasn't finished it yet.
I'm also assuming most people probably haven't finished it yet because they've been too busy playing the arcade. Which is really good, by the way.
I haven't touched the arcade at all.
I'm so happy they've brought that back. The map editor is fucking ridiculously good. It's everything I wanted, like Halo Forge to be back in the day, if I'm honest. Because it's just like, fuck, I have a million and one options here.
What, so you'd like, you get to make a map and do you get like, to choose between maps that people have made that you can play
It's literally all like shit that people's made. You can tell that because basically the only maps you're going to get is questionable quality Call of Duty remakes.
And PUBG.
Yeah, there's a load of PUBG remakes, which is, again, basically a field with a shack in it.
Right.
basically,
and a couple of shit here and there.
And just someone shouting and swearing for people to shut up and stop moving in the corner. It sounds Australian as well. Honestly, it's all community maps. It's one of those things that's only going to like grow with time. The maps are... There's some of them that have done really, really well. And there's some where it's just like, you've attempted to try and use this the way that Halo's Forge was done with blocks. It just doesn't really work because you've got full like land sculpting stuff.
It is super like Far Cry 2 then?
Yeah, it is. It's basically Far Cry 2 map editor like 2.0, essentially.
Is it better than Forge or worse than Forge?
Because
I thought Forge was pretty good back in the day.
It's thing is, I basically lived in Forge in Halo.
Okay.
I was that kid who used to like fucking hop on like MLG fucking Forge forums and stuff.
What can I build today?
That thing is, that works for Halo for the arena style.
Sure.
This one is very much sort of, you can literally sculpt the land the way you want it to be, sort of deal.
Okay.
It's really in depth. It's intimidating to someone like just like entering it, and I still don't fully know my way around it. So I'm gonna learn my way around it and eventually put a few guides out on like top tips for it and stuff. I need to put a bit more time into it.
The real question is can I make a Counter-Strike surfing map in Far Cry 5?
You can pretty much make whatever you want. There's already a whole bunch of like Rainbow Six Siege remakes and shit done in that.
Is it just map, like a map editor, or can you create like rules?
There is a whole bunch of preset game modes. Like it's not just PvP. There is also like PvE stuff. You can basically make like scenario maps essentially, and objective type game modes, which again is obviously a lot more in depth. So there isn't many of them. I played for a few of them, and they're like the basis. You can see that what you can kind of watch is people like learning how to use it, and that's what's really interesting to me. So it's one of those things that like, give it 3 or 4 months for people to really figure out how to do that, and that is going to become like, you know, essentially what, you know, fucking Left 4 Dead 2's modding scene is right now with custom campaigns and shit.
Well, it's like that the is first
gonna,
little
that,
bit
that's going to drag that game along for a long time, I can see.
It's like the first time, well, the first couple of months of Forge being a thing, like, all the maps were shit.
And yeah, apart from like the maps of like three guys who had like mastered it in from MLG and Halo 3, like came over to Reach, it's like, hi, everyone knows how to do this. And like the actual map editors who went into it. But yeah, this one is offering so much more than like Forge did when it first came in, that I feel it's going to take probably a bit longer than it did with Forge, if I'm honest. But when people do properly figure it out, it's going to create some fucking amazing things.
Yeah, I like, my favorite part is Ubisoft gives you something to create your own original ideas with, and players are like, oh, let's just make other maps that I like from other games.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. Like that. In a way, that's like the best way to kind of learn your way around something, I feel.
It's a way to cut your teeth, isn't it?
Yeah, the first thing I ever made in Forge and Reach when I got into it was a fucking remake of the Killing Floor map from Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the first thing I made.
The best Rainbow Six game of all time.
Thank you. Because it just, that's sort of a way of figuring out how to do things. And then from there, you can go further with that with more original designs and stuff.
I still remember spending a lot of time in like the Time Splitters 3 map editor. Like that was good times.
Not enough games have map editors now, man, honestly.
The issue is with that, one of my friends decided that he was gonna like make our school and then realized that it was a very bad idea to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
But it's again, like, more games, really, Aaron? More games need to offer it, and a lot more games need to offer it on the scale of what Far Cry is offering.
The reason why games don't is because they want to sell you maps rather than have you creating better maps. And
yeah, honestly, that's the thing that I really like about the way they've done the release of Far Cry. They've gone, hey, this is exactly what you're going to get in the season pass. It's not like with the only other like season passes anywhere near like the same scale I can really think of is when like Battlefield Zone. It's like, hey, you're gonna get like 4 or 5 DLCs. Tell you what they are eventually. Apart from the first one, because we've already built that. It's on your disc. But with this one, it's like, okay, I'm gonna get this, 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 and this, and this. That's how much I'm paying for it. You know whether you want to put that money down or not, and you know whether it's gonna be worth it or not because you've already seen what you're gonna get.
But did you buy the season pass?
Season pass came with the review copy we were given. So
oh, okay. Yeah.
I bought it. The Gold Edition bundle isn't that much more anyway.
Right.
If you bundle it in. So it's like, okay, I get a whole bunch of what looks to be incredibly cool content for like 10, 12 bucks more.
Sure.
Over base price. Yeah, okay, I'm going to do it. And I don't see this game dropping anytime soon. Again, because that in between those releases coming out, it is just going to be a case of you can go onto arcade and play something new.
Wait, did you say the gold edition's not that much more?
It wasn't last time I checked.
£75
Yeah, when you consider the price of like a digital edition of a game is fucking what, like 55, 60 something.
It should be fucking cheaper because they're not printing discs. I fucking hate this.
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, are we getting into that debate?
Nah. It just pisses me off.
Oh, it fucks everybody off, mate, honestly. It is. I fully agree. It's like, but it's just a code. Why am I paying more for this?
The issue is at the moment is that currently the whole world is still clinging on to physical. When as soon as digital really starts to become the main form of like selling stuff, then that's not going to change. At the moment, like the UK chart tracker, they're only just considering digital, and that's not going to come in until either later this year or the start of next year. The US NPD, they're going to be tracking digital end of this year, maybe next year. And until that becomes a real sort of indication of sales, you're not going to see digital things dropping anymore. Or at all.
What do you mean dropping?
Prices.
Price-wise? Yeah.
Yes. But how can I sell my digital copy of Far Cry 5 to game and only get £5 for it, despite the fact the game's only just come out?
I mean...
Oh, like, no, the worst one for that is fucking CEX will give you fucking, like, £30 for it on the day of release and flog it off for more than gamers selling it brand new.
Yeah.
I fucking love them doing that.
I've bought in 50 games. There you go. Oh, I can go buy a Subway.
Yeah.
Don't forget that you get more if you ask for credit, though.
Can we
just point out the fact that somebody does work at a shop that does take in pre-owned games and sells them for hire?
is it American Josh?
Yeah. So, moving on.
I just love how quiet he was throughout that whole discussion.
Look, I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to sit here and be the only person that's going to defend a GameStop? I mean, I'll defend them to a point, but at the same time, I understand where people come from.
No, I was just pointing out the fact that
there
was no...
But, I mean, speaking back to digital, we do so. I mean, digital is booming already. The reason why it's not, you know, flipping over completely for at least our market is... The internet's not so standard for everybody where they can't just play digital games. They have to have a disc. They have to be able to download something from a disc instead of flip on their internet. Otherwise, I'd have plenty of people. I even myself would be fully digital if I didn't want to buy a disc for something. I only get discs so I can just turn around and give them to somebody else if I don't want them. Because of the game share already.
Do you also give them the $5 disc protection?
No.
I'm sorry.
we ask them if they want that. We don't give that to them. And if any other store ever asks,
everybody says no because you take it into a shop and it's like, oh yeah, it's £1.20 for a cleaner. So why the fuck am I giving you £5 for it? Fuck off, sunshine.
No, we don't clean them.
You just go upstairs and have a really?
Yeah. So like if someone spends $3 to get the protection on their game, breaks in some fashion. They bring it back into us. We just give them a new copy of a disc and throw out their old one.
Well, you know.
Wow, you're so much better than ones over. I just assumed that the bloke goes upstairs, has a cup of coffee for 5 minutes, and comes back down and gives it back to me. I haven't been back.
Nope.
Well, I mean,
swaps the disc out for another one and puts that broken disc on sale.
No, never happens.
Hey,
our game stores might be better, but our chocolate is worse. Time for another Hershey kiss.
At least you're self-aware, guys.
Oh yeah,
you're fucking state of a human being. That's fine.
Yeah, I have redeemable qualities.
Like his new Ford.
Yeah, new Ford.
Does your boot open in your new Ford?
Oh, fuck off.
What's that?
Does your boot open? Sorry, does the trunk open in your new Ford?
Yeah. I'm like, Did you ask, did you say boots? Those go no, on your feet.
Just the one. A single. Just a single boot.
Oh, a single boot. No,
yeah,
you went to see Deb with one boot.
His goddamn feet before yeah! that. He gets it in. Fucking hell.
Justification.
Oh, it's not justification. I just don't want either of you two to get the fucking glory of saying it.
I was waiting. I was pulling.
I know you were. You were waiting because you were too busy in agony to fucking say it yourself.
I feel so bad for Gage right now. I think you're having.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Again, I'm just happy to be here. I got a day off to do nothing. I decided to do this.
Got it. 1-0.
He does know about Spyro. Gage, go.
Wait. I have to do the transition.
Okay. I just did the fucking transition.
No. On the stream. I almost pressed stop streaming then. You're distracting
me. Type it.
There you go. No, I've already typed it. It's ready to go.
Okay.
Bottom. Okay. So, Spyro, that's the thing that's happening. I don't really care because I never played it.
You're a cretin. I swear you've never played any single game that's ever
came
out.
I was a Crash Bandicoot guy.
Oh, I played Diablo 1 on PS1. Who the fuck are you? Like, what the fuck?
I think I'm feeling attacked.
Oh, you're feeling attacked.
Look, Gage, you're American. You're kind of used to it.
We're always being attacked. Whether it's by our own people, other people, whatever.
I was going to say something then, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, I had to stop.
So the Spyro remake's really exciting to me. I love Spyro. I've played all of the Spyros, and I owned all of them, and I'm excited to see this back. Not that I care about remasters or remakes in any fashion. The happiest part about the remake finally being announced to me is all the fucking idiots on Twitter can stop spreading false information. For all the idiots that will believe anything they fucking see. It's finally over for that. It's not this 3-month drag of, oh, this is going to happen, but this is going to include this, and it's going to be called this, and this is what you're going to see with this. And it's all been wrong. If you haven't seen the Facebook video that we put together for the Spyro remake announcement, go fucking watch it after this podcast, if you can make it through this whole thing. you'll see, I list every example that I could name just of the Spyro remake that was coming out where insider after insider, and I'm using this in quotes, you can't see me right now, but I'm finger quoting the shit out of this, insider after insider was throwing out information that they got. And it seems like no one's checking sources anymore. They're just hearing something and they're like, you know what, people are going to like that. I bet I can get 6 retweets off that piece of information. And they just put it out on Twitter. They just fucking say it. They post it somewhere, they put it somewhere, and then they gain like 200 followers. Like, oh my God, this insider knows everything. And then during that streak of where nothing happens, they just post other shit that they feel like is going to happen. Like, oh, well, I guess this might happen here, and this is probably going to happen here. And they always come back to their post when they're wrong. Like, well, I said, I just thought that. I didn't actually hear anything. It's just these insiders who I don't understand. I don't get it. I've wanted to cover video games for a long time. I wanted to be in this industry, and I think I've done pretty well for what I've done. But I don't understand the rush to know something first and to spoil that for somebody to gain some kind of popularity. I don't get that feeling. I don't get the rush to have some kind of recognition for knowing something 2 weeks before somebody else.
But that,
where does that come from?
That's just the way that all this shit is nowadays.
I guess so. And like, it's not like we haven't known about games before they've come out. It's not like we haven't had, you know, fucking embargoes to follow and things like that, and you know, and we're not out here breaking anything just for the sake of like, oh, we're gonna get some early clicks because of this. I mean I did see an email that was kind of intimidating, but
I was hoping that we glaze over that.
There is no glazing. We are not a donut.
Like you glazed over remembering the date.
I love that how we are just like, let's not give a fuck, let's just throw him straight under the bus.
Isn't that what the Nerdable podcast is?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, we are probably like, we are the outcasts, to be fair. Like, I sit here seething about the gaming industry and how there's just this massive circle jerk going on between all of these bigger publications. It's like, oh, look, there's another like journalist game award shit coming up nowadays. Oh, look, it's all the same fucking people wanking each other off.
Yeah.
And it, you know, we put a lot into this. I'm bitter. That's all it is.
Names.
You're a bitter old man.
It's just all of this, like the fucking gamer networks and Future and PC Games and all of that bullshit. They're all like, oh, pat, let's all pat each other on the back. Oh, well done. Yep, another year. Ho-ho. Fuck off.
Yeah, well, half the guys that get nominated aren't doing, like, real work anyway. They're just fucking doing the same thing anyone else does. They get a press release, they fucking put their own spin on it and crank it out, and there's their day.
Yep.
So half the time, I don't even do that.
Yeah, well, I love the guys. You'll see, because we'll get the press release, too. You'll see if you go to another website and just start reading someone else's news article. They just copy and pasted the fucking press release. I'll put an introduction sentence, the press release, and then a closing statement, and then they're done.
It's like, oh, I wonder what older these guys have got to say about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they want to know my thoughts. That's the only difference they've written to the press release. Sick.
No, usually you have, like, there's also other publications that are like, our sources have also confirmed this. And it's like, well, we've all got the same fucking press release. Of course your sources confirmed it. They're going to send a fucking email. Or like, oh, we've seen that this tiny little website has posted about this. Our sources agree. And then all of the other websites, like Polygon and IGN, they're like, oh, Eurogamer sources claim that this is true. And it's like, well, actually, the little website that you first...
Sure. So, well, I mean, even to that point, it's only been recently that some of the big websites who get their information from the smaller websites for, you know, hook or by crook, where they don't even credit the smaller website. They're like, oh, well, we've come to know this piece of information. And it's like, well, sweet, but you got that from us. Like,
yeah.
Why, put us in your article, at least link back to our page. If you're going to use the same information, just put us a link there so that people can jump back to us.
I suppose it's so that they don't drive traffic to other websites, isn't it? Because
should IGN be worried about nerdable.com? No.
Yes.
They fucking should
be. Well, I guess I'm over here, so I guess that makes sense.
Actually, reading some of the reviews, they probably shouldn't be.
Hey.
Well,
wait.
I mean, we're still waiting to hear. We're still waiting to hear what Kirby's like. To be honest, Josh, before you start chatting shit, mate.
Do you know what, though? We've had this whole discussion of Far Cry, and I still don't know what Nerdable's review of it is about.
It'll be good. It'll be worth the wait.
The Kirby review will be done tonight.
Why are we discussing this now? Podcast.
I've seen that person in the group chat 15 times.
You're so wrong.
Shit.
Anyway, so Spyro, are we excited for it? Are we apprehensive about it? Or?
I'm excited. I played through the first one. So I went through and did it 120%, and I kind of want to do it again. It's fun. Doesn't hold up.
I'm excited in the way to play it again, but like with the same thing with the Crash, you know, I grew up with Crash also. I bought that trilogy and I played the second game of it and I didn't touch the rest of the game. I mean, it's a remake and I'd still rather play new stuff. But I'll play it. And it's just like watching the trailer, and I know it is updated and it's HD and it's a great looking game now, but something feels off about it. Watching the trailer, it feels like it's lost a little bit of that charm that it has.
I know exactly what you mean when I was watching. I was just like, yeah, it looks good, but
there's something weird about it.
Doesn't quite look like Spyro, does it?
Yeah. I just want to be Tony Hawk Spyro again. That's all I want.
Yeah, like
is that all anyone wants?
Like the Crash remake, I totally agree with you. Like, I played through most of the first game, which I had, and that was it. I was just like, oh yeah, that's nostalgia.
Yeah. I remember this. Yeah,
I remember
Crash
hating 2's
the
this
best
game.
One.
Look, okay. You know I'm not a good gamer. I played
yes,
the first one.
Correct.
I've seen twitch.tv/nerdable. Got to that one level that I wanted to destroy my house at, and I gave up. I was like, yep, I remember that. That's still the same. Hate it.
Fuck this.
How did that match Dragon Ball FighterZ go, Aaron?
Look, alright. You play fighting games, I don't. I enjoyed bumbling through it, and then you're just like, oh, right, like, give me a couple of seconds to learn the controls, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to have the edge here, because he's been using a fight stick like a nerd. And then you're just like, right, okay, yep, that's everything, and then you just fucking floored me. I was like,
wow.
We played one game, and I was like, oh, yeah, let's see if there's anything else we can play.
Just turn the Xbox off.
Oh.
Kick me out of the house.
There's a wall of games over there. Anything else you...
can maybe play Call of Duty.
Nah.
I mean, that's a
stretch, isn't it?
I'm good at that game. That's probably the one game that I'm good at.
I still want a 1v1 you at Halo.
Yeah, but that's
and Halo. I will put 50 quid on that. I will fucking
beat you. Can I watch?
Oh yeah, we'll live stream it.
You know what it needs to
just
be?
Watch Aaron getting fucking shafted.
There's the purest form of actually finding out who's good at games, and that's a
Twister.
1v1, no items, Final Destination, Fox only.
Oh, I will throw down.
Yes. American Josh and English Gage going at it.
Yeah, I'll throw down some melee.
That was such a confusing statement.
That was.
You still got the right people.
Yes.
That took a bit of brain power, didn't it?
I have to look at the names.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's gonna be a thing that will happen.
I think more than just being excited for Spyro, I'm just excited for September.
Yeah, I'm excited for something to actually fucking happen because it's April now.
It's been a slow year.
It's been such a slow year. Like all we've really had is Far Cry. The only thing I'm looking forward to.
Monster Hunter was really big.
Yeah, but then I played it.
God of War is in, 12 days.
Is it?
Yeah, it's April 20th. Shit. And then Detroit Become Humans May 25th.
So behind.
And then after that, we have E3.
More importantly, we have Rezzed coming up.
Yeah, Rezzed is next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Sure, there you go.
We get to
I'll
play.
Be playing God of War, and you guys will be doing whatever the fuck you guys do over there.
A lot.
About the same thing. About the same, really.
Oh, yeah, God of War. I want to play that.
Oh, God, I haven't played that either.
Have you played any of those?
No. I've only recently got... Well, I say recently, the past... Well, whenever Far Cry? Fallout 4 came out, that's when I got my PlayStation.
Oh, good. You got a PC game on the PS4.
Oh, don't fucking start.
Why?
I mean, to be fair, Fallout 4 is wank whatever platform you play on.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it.
I liked Fallout 4.
Yeah, me too.
No. Fuck off.
Yeah, international high five. What up?
Fuck off. Go download Fallout New Vegas, play that for 3 hours, then come back and apologise.
No. Why would I want to play an old game?
Because you're an old man.
This makes
sense, doesn't it?
Look, I still have Pure Farming to play, so just leave me.
How's your grass going?
I have some blades of grass, but that's not even for Pure Farming.
I know it's not, but
I'm not even
you're
set
like,
that up yet.
You've got fucking grass on your fucking desk.
Look, okay. We get sent some very bizarre press kits. In a single week, we got two packages that contained soil. And it was very bizarre because one of them was kind of expected and the other one was completely unsolicited. And I opened the bag, or Haley opened the bag, because when we don't know what it is, she loves to open it and have a look. And she was like, yeah, I don't know what to say about this. It's just another bag of soil. And I was like, sorry, what?
A second bag.
And it's just another bag of soil for a game called Mowy Lawn on mobile.
You should do unboxing videos, but it's just you opening posts. Like, oh, it's another bill.
Oh, debt collectors are coming.
Fucking hell, bailiffs are at the door.
Tune in next week. Tune in next week from prison.
Might be from the local Costa because we've been evicted, but you know.
Oh, God. Oh, BT are after us again. All right.
I'm with Gage. I'm looking for September. September's going to be a good month.
What? I completely...
Not just because I'm fucking off out of the country, but...
I've had a slow year. What is actually happening in September that everyone's excited about?
Tomb Raider.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man's
home.
Sim Race Expo at the Nürburgring in Germany, which I'll be attending.
Is this before and that's after Gamescom? That means you're not going to be coming to Gamescom then.
No, I'm not doing it. I'll see. It's money dependent.
Hey, you're doing a Gamescom, right?
It's in Germany. That sounds like a long flight.
that will be a long flight to only then get a hug from Aaron. It's not worth it.
So,
do I get to go to Gamescom, or do I not? Am I not allowed?
Yeah, you can take my place if you want. So that means I can then attend a Sim Race Expo time.
We're not allowed to call it a racing game expo, are we?
No, fuck it. I'm going with a couple of friends because it's like, hey, we're going to the Nürburgring. They've got a full GT event on at the same time. I'm like, fuck it, we're going to go for that. I was like, that's cool. I was like, just whatever you do, do not walk up to anyone who works there and go, so what racing game are you from? Because we will be fucking ejected from there for not calling it a racing sim.
Oh, God.
We will be kicked straight out of there.
The worst kind of people.
Sim
races.
I learned something interesting the other day. There's a there's an RC kart track around near me.
Ooh.
And apparently the headquarters for HPI Europe are also nearby, so I'm thinking of getting into that. It's my new career.
Can we...
Do you have any idea how expensive nitrous cars to get into because they break a lot. Like they break for something to do.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Also, with your complete lack of any form of mechanical,
I was waiting for this. Here we go.
It will last about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. I've just got a pop up on Facebook from Gage, who's just shared a WWE T-shirt called. It's oh my god! How many pop ups does this website want to give me?
It's mainly a weekend, man. You're going to get nothing but pop-ups from the WWE.
Basically, every pop-up you have to click yes, yes, yes on.
Because Daniel Bryan's back tonight.
Okay, I guess that moves us nicely into our next topic, which is WrestleMania.
Hey!
Before that, can we do TakeOver from last night? Because we out for like 10 minutes on this.
Yeah!
Yeah,
fight forever.
Okay. Fight forever. It was good.
Oh my god.
Josh might have fucked off and gone to bed and not watched it with me because he's a little bitch.
I was a very atypical.
I ran a 10K. Yeah, fuck off, dickhead.
The NXT was so good.
Oh, TakeOver was fucking incredible.
Like almost every time we have a TakeOver, it will almost definitely be way better than the actual main.
They might as well fucking cancel Mania.
Just let me watch, like, AJ and Nakamura. Oh, wait. Fucking New Japan put the Wrestle Kingdom 9 matchup?
Yeah.
So, just watch it there.
The match that never happened in the indies, but, it's, you know, the dream match has never happened before, apart from the times it happened. Yeah, no. But basically, just go watch the Aleister Black match, and just watch him sell those knees on the outside because he just looks like he's been fucking murdered. And it's like, oh my god, this is so fucking good.
And watch the Gargano match where they just beat the living piss out of these.
You gotta recommend a match. You gotta watch Gargano.
Oh my god, that match was the best match they've ever had in the company.
Fuck yeah, that was.
So I'm just gonna go and grab a drink.
How do we make it look like we actually hate each other? Let's just legitimately beat the living shit out of each other. That's what I did for. Oh, it's so funny.
It was the fact that like fucking Blackheart. I can't remember what his fucking name is now. Ciampa, something like that. Like his fucking eye was just swollen to fuck.
Yeah, they made him look like Gargano's logo.
It looked like the aftermath. When you look at them after, it's like, have they just had a UFC fight?
Shooting on each other rather than actually wrestling.
Yeah, because that was, god, that was something. Apart from the women's match, which was a little bit,
it ended so pissed.
It ended so bad. Hi, I'm friends with Ronda Rousey.
How to kill the crowd, just have the match end with like a 5 minute submission.
Yeah,
I thought it was good.
The match was like, the match itself was good, but like
I love Ember.
She should have tapped way sooner than that, because it's the whole she struggled through it and all this stuff. But
yeah,
then it kind of breaks kayfabe because you end up being like, well, if that submission was actually put on, like, She'd have been gone ages ago.
You see, what does it for me with exactly what you've said is she legitimately choked her out in like 5 seconds at the previous takeover.
Yeah.
Like after the match. I'd have just had her had her hold on for more, but just do the same thing again. Like.
Because then you have the whole.
And then you just sell her as a one trick pony. Which she is, let's be honest, because she's greener than that fucking grass on Aaron's desk. Just send Ember Moon up and just have her fucking wreck Raw for a bit now, please.
Yeah, she can't wreck Raw. She'd have to go to SmackDown.
I'd rather go to Raw. Very, very quickly just take fucking Ronda out of the equation. Just tell her to fuck off or something. Just put Ember Moon up there and then just give Ember Moon the title really fucking quickly And then that Survivor Series, which is the only time that they ever fight, apart from those other times when the two brands collide, have her versus Asuka with a in a titles match.
That's what
I would want to happen, but it's not going to. No, not totally. Just like, you know, where they did like the AJ Brock last year.
Okay. Just yeah, but that. See, like, that would be the exact moment where they bring the brands together and unify all the titles and then do all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be grand. Funny. And then Asuka goes over because she's the best.
Yeah.
Book it.
And then you can do a redemption storyline and Ember Moon finally gets Mania or something.
Then Ember Moon fucks off because she has, like, no personality.
But does have a fucking ridiculous finisher when she hits it right, but really bad when she does.
Let's talk about that thing that you sent me with the man on the ladder. That's not fake.
Oh, Velveteen Dream.
Oh, the Velveteen. Oh, he's so good.
Like, honestly, when
he gets, like, properly good, like, in the ring, he is going to be something
also,
else.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the idea to try and get the belt rather than jumping off the ladder to the person down
there? Yeah, but if you can incapacitate the belt, people...
Yeah, getting the belt's kind of secondary. It's more about doing cool shit.
See, do you know what I like? I like backyard wrestling.
No, you don't.
Oh.
I do.
Oh, in which case, you'll love where that... the Final Deletion.
I get suckered into the YouTube of these people that are just doing amateur backyard wrestling, and they've got ladders and just cheap fucking pasteboard set up, and they're just throwing each other through it. It's brilliant.
This is where Aaron's like, oh, my favourite wrestler is Bujack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Actually, he stabs dudes.
I'll have you know that my favourite wrestler was Triple H back in the 90s.
Triple H! You mean the game?
Does anyone hear the clanging of a shovel by any chance?
Is this a wrestling reference? Because I don't get it.
Yeah.
Now you feel like me.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I've just spent the past 5 minutes looking at my Venus flytrap. So, you know.
Sounds about right.
Horticulture.
I'm actually going to make Josh pick because he was lazy and didn't pick anyone. Who do you think's winning the Battle Royals, Josh? Even though you don't give a shit.
I don't even fucking know who's in it.
Nor do I.
Didn't you just write a piece about it?
Yeah, I gave answers.
Surely it has to be the Big Show because he's so big.
Oh, there's no way they're going to get him out.
He must have won every single Rumble and Battle Royale he's ever been in. Oh, wait.
Because they'll never get him over the top rope. Never.
Wait, did somebody say Battle Royale?
No.
Let's talk about Fortnite.
What a transition.
Not really.
I'm instantly muted.
Let's talk about PUBG's new map. No, let's not.
No.
I don't do wrestling things, to be honest.
We should get you into it, because wrestling is, like, it's probably the best it's ever been, kind of, now.
I'm still confused that it's now WWE. What happened to WWF?
The animals.
Yeah.
What?
The World Wildlife Federation.
World Wildlife Foundation or something like that.
What, did they have a little cry?
Oh, yeah, they had a big cry.
Pandas with chairs, mate. It's great.
Oh, amazing. I was glad I missed that.
A bunch of Dwayne Johnson really fucking stiff headshots.
Does The Rock still wrestle? Because that's how it went.
He can't get insured around any fucking.
Not even
The Rock could afford how high his insurance premiums would be to get in a wrestling ring.
What about...
He did come out with a flamethrower like 3 years ago, and
so I was there.
Was it hot?
Man's not hot.
Never hot. God, that's a retired meme.
You're a retired meme at this point, man.
I'm genuinely thinking of retiring.
Thanks. From what?
Fuck you. Life.
Oh, God.
You.
You cannot do that.
1-0.
Can you sack someone who's not done any work?
No. Well, no, apparently. Anyway.
Can you classic work if you don't pay him?
Oh, for fuck's sake. This is meant to be a professional podcast, and there we are.
We are being
professional. There's nothing professional about anything.
I feel pretty professional.
Good. Are you wearing like a suit?
You're eating fucking Hershey's, mate, so it doesn't really matter how you feel.
True.
Because in about 20 minutes, you're going to feel like shit on the toilet.
That's the golden part. All this American food that I consume on a daily, I can't feel any of my insides. I'm like crystallized from the stomach up. I'm good.
I'm still sad that you can enjoy Chick-fil-A and we can't.
I can't today. It's Sunday. Thanks for that, asshole.
That's what you get for being religious. Well, not you, but... You know.
I'm me. If it was my call, they'd be open up 24/7 next to my house.
Go for a Wendy's, then.
Wendy's isn't as good.
Or Denny's.
Denny's is definitely not as good.
Or...
Plus, I have to sit there.
Or Taco Bell.
Ooh, I could do a Taco Bell.
I like how this is just English people make references at American person.
Diaper, cookie, sidewalk.
Can we not just go to a Wetherspoons?
Bottom.
Oh, good old Spoons.
Let's go to Spoons. Have a really shit meal there and just get wanked off cheap.
No, we can go to a Toby Carvery.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm convinced you guys are making things up.
What?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you two are little fucking veggie boys.
It's not even that Toby Carvery.
Yeah.
Can I get
pissed on a tenner at Toby Carvery?
Maybe. I don't know.
Not interested then.
I don't know. Well, okay, what about a Harvester?
Harvester I'm down for. They do fucking great food.
Yeah, no.
Back to halloumi.
They do great salad, they do. Oh, how varied can a salad get?
Oh mate, the salad bar's just the best.
It's just the tiny play that isn't. No? Did you get that joke?
No, I don't know what you're on about.
God.
I checked out.
No, I did. I'm just not giving you any credit.
Wow. This is a very old Lee Evans joke.
Fucking Lee Evans.
Oh, don't start.
No, I won't hear a bad word about Lee Evans.
Captain Sweatbox.
Yeah?
What's wrong with sweating profusely?
Yeah. Let's fucking move on.
Let's move on. We've exhumed all of our topics. Exhumed? Exhausted all of our topics.
I mean, to be fair...
We've got them out of the grave.
To be fair, all we've actually said about Mania...
That's true.
The one match we're all looking forward to has happened, and then we just spoke about the takeover.
Wait, what? I don't understand this. Like, is the event who's happened or
who's
not?
Who's looking forward to watching Kurt Angle trying to remember where the fuck he is tonight?
Ugh. I'm not going to watch it tonight, but ugh.
Because let's just face it, he's...
Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey.
Oh, God, he's gonna fuck it. What was that, the fucking longest running streaks in WWE, and it's literally just Kurt Angle versus name pronunciation. How did he say Asuka the other day?
Asuka.
Asuka, that was good.
He's, I suppose that's what a lifetime of, like, pain pill addiction ends up doing to you when you get off them.
It's a sad story.
It is very sad, but,
you know, it's
at the same time. Let's sack him because we're concerned that he'll probably die while wrestling.
Yeah, let
him go to rehab. Let's sack him. That was a dick move.
That was a dick move. I do love how he's completely embraced the "You Suck" chant on his intro, on his entrance music, though.
Yeah,
it's because he's taken that like a fucking champ.
Oh dear, I do like wrestling. It's so stupid.
But isn't it fake though?
Odds on Triple H just fucking pinning Ronda Rousey himself.
Can someone just knock her the fuck out again?
That's why she left real sports.
I would fucking pay good. Steph can do that.
Speaking... I need to find the picture of where she posts like a picture of where she's pointing to the WrestleMania sign. I mean, oh, this is the road to WrestleMania. It starts now. And someone tweeted at her with her getting her fucking face kicked in, going, pretty sure this was the start of the road to WrestleMania.
There you go.
It's like, oh,
speaking of
all your flaws.
Speaking of moronic UFC people, what about Conor McGregor being arrested?
What a lad. What a fucking knob.
How talk about ending your career by being a knob.
He has enough money where it doesn't fucking matter.
Honestly, like, it literally doesn't. It doesn't matter if he ever never steps inside the octagon again, because he's got a fuckload of money. And to be honest, he could he could literally just make a fucking transition to wrestling if he wanted to.
Please no. Yeah. I'm not going to watch it if he does.
The thing is, he don't watch anyway. He doesn't have to be able to go in the ring because he's one of those people that it can be such a dickhead way he talks.
I reckon he'd actually transition to being a wrestler pretty well.
Yeah.
Couldn't he just join those brothers?
Stuff.
What brothers?
The Irish ones.
The Irish brothers. Oh, yeah, the Irish brothers.
Are you saying just sticking with Sheamus and just have him say, Fella! Each other for like 10 minutes.
Yes.
Because they don't set the bar. They are the bar.
For fuck's sake.
Fucking nerds.
You mean Cesaro, the Thrift Cyborg? Now he can't talk because he had his teeth knocked in.
That match was fucking grim. We're not even talking about actual current wrestling anymore. We're talking about wrestling from like 6 months ago.
Thing is, it's like, I'm really hyped to go watch WrestleMania. I'm not really hyped for any of the actual matches.
I realised yesterday, when you were saying that it's like 7 hours long, that once I get home from work and start watching it, it won't be done until 1 o'clock in the fucking morning. Yeah.
To be fair, you can literally scrap the pre-show because it's literally Battle Royal, Cruiserweights.
I'm too much of a mark to skip the fucking...
Yeah, gotta watch them.
You have to watch the whole thing.
There's a narrative.
Isn't it
a battle royal? Is it? Fuck, mate.
There's so much story there. Calm down.
Yeah, we've got to know.
There's so much story.
It's got to set the mood.
They clearly go off and do amazing things.
It's just some of the best matches are on the pre-show, though. Like the fucking Austin Aries Neville match from like two, 3 years ago.
Yeah, the thing is, that's just because it's Austin Aries and Neville.
Good old fucking Neville. The boy from the tune.
Longbottom.
King of the Cruise. No.
He's from Newcastle, mate. He looks like Dobby.
He's not from Harry Potter.
He does genuinely look like Dobby. He looks like if Dobby got fucking jacked. Neville.
If you kicked Dobby in the cock a couple of times and pissed him off, this is what he'd look like.
Oh my god.
It's a bit of a snob.
I'm not familiar with that workout technique.
I'll send you some images later,
again. Okay, sweet.
Dobby!
And it also turns out Dobby can fucking go in the ring as well.
Yeah. You gave him a sock, he's now a free elf and he's
He's now a free elf and he's
Dobby's angry. He's going to play wrestling.
He's currently in a questionable place within the WWE. No one knows if he's there or not.
Is Matt Hardy wrestling?
It's too busy protecting Harry Potter.
Yes, he's in the Battle Royal.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, he's done his main storyline.
I thought it could be glorious.
He's cut the grass.
Oh, wonderful.
Honestly, I completely forgot there was a US title match going on. Until I read about it and went, oh yeah, fuck!
There's a match going on. I forgot that the US title existed when they took it off of, what's his name? Oh, Bobby Roode!
You mean the crap way that Americans are spelling it, of Booby Roode?
Booby Roode?
They spelt it as Booby Roode on about like 4 posters for like 5 different events or something.
Nice.
Oh dear.
And then everyone just started taking the piss out of it. It's like, oh, fuck's sake.
Nothing wrong with some boobies. Okay?
It's just, yeah,
nothing rude about it.
We're all friends here.
Oh, you go to Hooters. Gosh.
Leave.
I will not.
Leave. No.
The best bit and what's going to make it worth staying up for is my friend who's a massive Brock Lesnar mark, staying up till 5 a.m. to watch him get pinned clean in the middle of the fucking ring.
By Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
I'd rather we got pinned by Ronda Rousey than fucking Roman Reigns.
By male Ronda Rousey.
I mean, I was going to say, that sounds too familiar.
Roman's going to wank his arm off, punch him in the face and fucking pin him clean.
Wow!
That's how strong,
damn it!
Josh now can't talk for the rest of the day. Now he's done his one Vince McMahon impression.
In fairness, like, he's not actually as shit of a wrestler as he was when he won the title 3 times.
No, he's just got the personality of a damp flannel.
Mildly smug, I think, is the best way to describe him.
Suffering succotash.
Suffering succotash.
Oh, that was genuinely said.
Direct quote from Randy.
That's literally a direct quote.
Wow.
He's a Looney Tunes.
WWE wonder why he can't get over.
I love Looney Tunes. Whatever happened to them?
Hey,
can we talk about Animaniacs coming back?
Is Animaniacs coming back? Does that mean we get a new Animaniacs game, finally, after all this time?
They had a game?
Yeah, it's on the...
Aaron isn't going to fucking have heard of it.
How would he know?
Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He hasn't played it.
I was surprised that Sonic was a game character.
Are you for fucking real?
I knew that would get you. I knew it.
You just say things to piss me off. Like, yes. I swear.
Oh.
Oh my god. So who's this Mario guy everyone's talking about?
Isn't he a McDonald's mascot?
I hate you. I fucking hate you. Woo! I don't know why.
No, he's from that karting game, isn't he?
Oh, I swear to god.
I didn't... What's Kirby from? Is Kirby a game?
No, isn't Kirby a Pikachu man?
I hate everyone.
But the Switch isn't a handheld.
It's not a fucking... Oh, my... What the... Like, no, let's not rattle off things that annoy me.
Oh, God, now we're exhuming things.
It's a big word for you.
Is it set in stone?
Like, what?
What?
Look...
Should we just declare the score 1-0 and move on?
What now?
Do you know what?
Just a peace of mind.
For fuck's sake. Now you're just riffing at things that nobody is ever going to understand. Ever. And poor Gage is just like, why did I dedicate my morning to this?
It's morning for Gage, isn't it?
It's 2:00.
No. I was going to say, surely it's not morning. Then again, Mania is long enough this year that it could now be morning and it would still... be about right for it fucking starting.
Yeah.
7 hours.
The pre-show starts in 20 minutes.
I wouldn't even be fucking surprised at this point. To be fair, they genuinely had a fucking pre-show for NXT, didn't they?
Oh, what, with the...
They just fucking showed the NXT from the week before, and we're there like, oh, alright, fair enough.
They're like this.
They don't have any matches on their pre-show. I didn't realise that. I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
And so I watched the pre-show this morning. I was... Oh, am I not getting anything? I just got a shit interview with Gargano's wife.
Yeah.
Who can't act, apparently.
Wait, so even the interviews are act?
Well, yeah, because it's all kayfabe, isn't it?
What? This is just some sort of weird, like, masculine soap opera.
Yeah, pretty much.
Aaron, have you ever heard of, like, a movie or a TV show?
Wait, what? What are they?
Things are scripted. Or even a notable video.
Yes. Lucha Underground would blow your fucking mind, I think.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Let's not even go there.
Speaking of Lucha, I watched Coco and it's a very good film.
Oh.
Is it?
Yes, actually.
I thought you were going to talk about Nacho Libre then.
Really?
To be fair, I thought the same.
That's when Jack Black fell off the fucking face of the earth.
Oh, speaking of falling off the face of the earth...
How are you, Aaron?
How's your ass feeling after falling off your chair on the street?
It's fine. Why do we have to bring that up when I'm talking about Pixar?
Because you were being a twat and fell off your chair.
That's because I had to be elitist and correct you in your pronunciation of a band.
Mum jeans. I'm fucking mum.
I'm sorry that I like to speak a language properly, alright?
Ooh, that's a dig at Gage, that.
You're from Essex.
Yeah. It's a dig at Gage. Learn language properly.
No, I did a wiki search, and I was like, that's cool. they say that, obviously.
Oh, do you know what, actually? Can we address that fucking video? Please?
Yeah, sure.
Fucking can.
So, yeah, have a live video with me.
During my hiatus from the internet because it took 2 weeks for it to get connected, there was a Facebook video going up where Gage decided to be British and put some really, really interesting pronunciations of British slang, and one of them was baggy?
Baggy?
An angry baggy.
An angry baggy.
Was it angry bar? Angry bar?
An angry baggy.
Bargy, my friend.
Oh, fucking hell.
I was so happy with myself.
And
I couldn't work out what you meant.
Chuffed.
That one.
It's chuffed.
Chuffed. Yeah, chuffed.
Not chuffed.
Chuffed. I couldn't even tell you what I said at this point.
Chuffed.
Oh, trust me. We haven't forgotten.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, we're still there. We're still very
I was
much.
Trying to leave
the
my
North remembers.
Somehow.
The North The British are coming, trust me.
Wait, don't worry. We're not worried.
No, you're just going to throw the tea over in the pier.
Yeah. We'll win that war again.
I was going to say, that's the reason Gage isn't coming to Gamescom, because if he accidentally has a layover in England, he's not getting let out of the airport.
they'll check my passport, and they're like,
he's
wait
gonna
a minute.
He's going to be hung dry.
You're that nerd kid that fucked up our language. Get out.
they're going to take him to the tower, and he will be beheaded.
Angry baggy.
Argy-bargy. Fucking hell.
Oh, my fuck.
Damp squid.
No, squib. Yeah. With a B.
Even then, has anyone actually ever said that?
I don't know. Gosh. I looked up, I was like, what's annoyed in British slang? And damp squid was the first result. I was squib. Like, fuck it, we're rolling.
Damp squib.
I've never heard that used.
Squib's
ever.
You've watched the It Crowd. How do you not know damp squib?
It's the IT Crowd.
Yeah. I don't have a response, I'll be honest.
Thank you. We're trying to sit here slating the American on his pronunciation. He just had to fucking prove you wrong. So thanks for ruining our fucking argument.
Look, okay. Damp squib.
Squib.
Fucking hell. You're all a bunch of damp squibs, honest to God.
No one says that outside of TV.
I say
no
it.
No one.
I've never heard you say it before.
I've never,
but wouldn't a damp squid make more sense than a damp squid? Squib.
I'm Squib.
On that note, that's been the Nerdable Podcast, episode number 45, just as fucking messy as usual.
Thanks for having me, I'll be back
We're
in 6
back
months.
And we haven't changed!
Well, I mean, Gage, come back soon.
It's a story.
I never had Sundays free. This was a rare event for me, but you'll see me at weekly, or even almost daily, on facebook.com/nerdable.
We do need to get those.
Always back. Good.
Actually, I'm going to knock one up now for the Sandlot. I can't miss the anniversary of Sandlot. 25 years, come on.
What's the Sandlot?
And that's the Nerdable Podcast.
That's a joke. I haven't seen the movie because I refuse to watch.
Why?
Over. Because it's just, I'm not into it.
It's all right. You should be there when me and Alan are actually looking for anniversaries, because we're looking through the movie list and we're just like, don't know if that's any good.
Just reading down and go, this came out. Is it any good? Don't know.
Nope.
Just came out.
I think next week is a whole week of Adam Sandler.
Oh, no.
Anger management.
Yeah, it is.
Anger management.
I did personally say there was no point putting them in, but someone was insistent.
No, you don't need to say someone. We know who.
There's nothing wrong with Adam Sandler.
That's a damnable lie.
I mean, the fact he's not funny is probably something that's pretty wrong with him.
The fact he's not funny.
Oh, well,
I mean, Aaron isn't as well, so I can see why they get along.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to actually get along with Adam Sandler. He has lots of money and takes his friends on holidays for films.
I paid you $5 to twerk on stream.
Please don't bring that up again.
Oh, where's the clip? I'm going to put it in the fucking comment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Have you not? Oh,
no.
Gage.
I've only seen him fall out of a chair.
Gage,
you're in for a treat, you poor boy.
Hang on, let me find this. Oh, we spoke too much bullshit in the chat.
I mean, just go on Twitch.tv.
Kaylee came and shouted at him as well. It was great.
Yeah, I was getting attacked from all angles. It was a very successful Nerdable birthday celebration, I'll be honest.
Yeah, happy birthday, yes. Nerdable. Yay.
Everyone loves dinosaurs here, right?
Yep. The Earth is definitely round.
Right, that's it. Nerdable Podcast, number 45. join us again in 2 weeks' time, unless we're going to go weekly. It's something we're considering with different members. So Josh isn't on every week because
I'm hoping.
Fuck you. You fuck.
My internet should be sorted out come the 20th, and my aim is to then like be able to host something of that regard. So whether it will be. Maybe we'll focus it purely around like what the Nerdable Podcast is and be a complete shit show, or try and maybe plan.
I've only just got back on things. Next podcast will be grand, trust me.
No.
I hate you. Fuck it, let's do a live podcast from Rezd.
We could, you know.
Yeah, I'll be up for that.
Let's see why not.
Oh, Alan's just
wait. Aren't you all
actually? Wait, that's a terrible idea. Let's not. We're not going to have the fucking internet for it, surely.
I think there's internet.
Yeah.
For press.
Wait, didn't you didn't you do the one from
Air 4?
Yeah, didn't you just do that off your bloody phones or something?
Yeah, basically.
For internet, yeah.
Could do that again. We'll let you all know.
You'll actually have usable signal in London.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's been the Noble Podcast. I've said this about 4 times now. Join us in 2 weeks' time. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify. No, we're not on Spotify yet. We're getting there. But they are awkward.
You could say they're cheeky cunts. You could say that.
There we go. Ooh, now we're definitely not getting on
cheeky
Spotify.
Cheeky cunts!
Yeah, well, that's us not going to be on Spotify.
They're damp squids.
There you go, damp squids. Yeah. Yes!
Goodbye, everybody.
Watch the Facebook videos.
Yeah.
No, genuinely, though, please do, because fuck me, Gage just put a lot of effort into it, and he deserves more recognition than we give him. I'm honest.
Yeah. I'm eating a Hershey Kiss right now.
Bye,
I take back every single nice word I've said about him.
Yep, no more credit.
Can we just say bye already? I'm trying.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.